What are you going to teach, boy?
Well, I don't know, said Benny. Maybe I could teach them about the moon.
Miss Gray looked at Henry and said, I'm sure they don't know much about the moon.
Benny said,
We didn't expect to teach school. We came up here to find a mystery.
What? A mystery? Said Miss Gray.
Why?
Because my friend Max said we couldn't, said Benny. He said this island was dull, and we couldn't have any adventure here.
Miss Gray said nothing. The Aldens had never met anyone before who talked so little and never smiled.
Maybe we'd better go now, said Violet softly.
Miss Gray went stiffly over to a desk and took out two keys.
Back door, front door, she said. They are marked.
She gave the keys to Henry.
We won't lose them, said Jessie. We'll give them back to you when we go home.
Give me your names, said Miss Gray.
She picked up a small notebook from the table. Then the Aldens saw that a new book was lying on the table. The name of the book was The Woman Who Talked Too Much by E. Gray. They all thought E. Gray is Elizabeth Gray. She wrote that book, but she certainly doesn't talk much herself. But nobody dared to ask her any questions. Jessie gave her the names.
Your grandfather's name?
Henry said.
He is James Henry Alden, and I'm Henry James Alden. We live in Greenfield.
Miss Gray had heard of the Alden Library in one town and the Alden Museum in another, but she did not say so.
Benny said, Oh, Grandfather's wonderful. He's the best man you ever saw. We'll go and tell him right now that you are letting us use your schoolhouse.
The others wanted to go, so they were glad Benny had started toward the door. When they stood on the step, they all said,
Goodbye, and thank you.
Miss Gray did not say goodbye. Instead, she called suddenly,
Did you ever see a blonde-haired man anywhere who smiles and shows his teeth all the time?
No, I'm sorry, began Henry.
Don't be sorry, said Miss Gray sharply and shut the door.
Well, what do you know? Said Benny in a very low voice. What does she mean by that?
I don't know, said Henry. But keep your eyes open, Ben. Miss Gray doesn't ask questions for nothing. The Aldens said no more until they were on the beach. Then Benny said,
I don't think Miss Gray is really polite, but I suppose that's her way. We knew she was different, said Jessie. That's why she lives all alone and never goes out.